Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, I'm going to lean on you guys in this video. I need your help because in the last few weeks, we've heard a lot about Charlie Kirk's wife, who now runs Turning Point USA, and her relationship with J.D. Vance's relationship, with Usha Vance, who is J.D. Vance's wife, and kind of a lot of drama about all of this and about where Turning Point USA is headed, and I want to talk about it. I don't have too many strong opinions here. And just so I'm going to lean on you guys because I want to hear your opinions in the comments down below. I read all of your comments. Adam reads all of your comments. And we appreciate you guys so, so much. Before we hop into all of this, really quickly, if you haven't seen me before, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Ockler on the Adam Ockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, if you enjoy the way I do these videos, there's a link to my YouTube channel in the description down below. It'd mean a lot if you checked it out. I also post on places like TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and all the rest. And on this channel, the Adam Ockler channel, we're trying to uplift Gen Z voices and help Democrats win going into 2026, 2028, fight back against this all-out assault, frankly, on democracy. And so if you want to help us grow and you want to be a part of this community, all you have to do, get ready, drum roll, is hit subscribe down below. It goes such a long way. We appreciate you and we don't take any of you for granted. We love each and every one of you. All right, let's start here with a clip that was going very viral because J.D. Vance had a hug with Charlie Kirk's wife on stage that got a lot of press. Everyone's like, wow, that's a kind of an inappropriate hug. I don't know. But she finally broke her silence about it, and she said this.
This place is
oh my gosh.
You guys, please. So for those of you who know me, I hug.
It's yes, like, you're an intense hugger.
Whoever
awesome.
Is like hating on a hug needs a hug themselves. I will give you a free hug anytime if you want a hug. My love language is touch, if you will. But seriously, that hug. So I will give you a play-by-play. They just played the emotional video. I'm walking over. He's walking over. I'm starting to cry. He says, he's so proud of you. And I say, God bless you. And I touch the back of his head. Anyone who I have hugged that I have touched the back of your head when I hug you, I always say, God bless you. That's just me. If you want to take that out of context, go right ahead. Again, that to me shows that you need a hug more than anyone else.
Yeah.
So if anyone...
They were acting like you touched the back of his ass.
I feel like I wouldn't get as much hate if I did that. But no, seriously, so now when I go and hug people, I'll bring them back in and be like, I obviously didn't give you the right hug. Like, come on, touch
the back of his ass.
Interesting, very interesting. And if you don't know what she is referring to, let me pull this up. This was the picture that, again, got a lot of press. This is Erica Kirk, Charlie Kirk's wife, hugging J.D. Vance, touching the back of his head, and then, you know, them essentially sharing a moment. And if we go and we listen more about how Erica Kirk has talked about J.D. Vance, a lot of people speculate that she seems to very much like J.D. Vance. Now, I'm going to pause here for a second. I tend to be the type of person who, and some people say, I debate Trump supporters on TikTok Live a lot, and people often tell me, Chris, you're too nice. You're too nice to people. You see the best in people. Sometimes you got to hit it hard. Sometimes you got to call it how you see it. This might be another one of those scenarios. Obviously, I can only imagine what Erica Kirk herself has been through and what happened with Charlie Kirk. And so, you know, there's a lot of press about this. It's like, I don't know if this is really the best thing to... you know, go with, is this really right? Are we kind of kicking someone while they're down? I don't know. So I'm going to leave it up to you guys. I want to hear what you think. But let's listen to this clip.
Ever replace my husband? No. But I do see some similarities of my husband in J.D. and Vice President J.D. Vance. I do.
I mean, yeah, to say no one can replace my husband, but J.D. Vance, it's like, whoa, oddly specific. interesting. The other thing that's interesting about this, not so much drama related, but actually politics related, is Erica Kirk said over the weekend that Turning Point's support of Vice President J.D. Vance in a possible 2028 presidential election bid is, quote, in the works. And so, like, you obviously see if they have any type of close relationship, personal relationship, they're obviously at least close somewhat. Erica Kirk, clearly in whatever capacity, looks up to J.D. Vance. And so, like, you know, Turning Point USA is huge. They mobilize so many voters, especially young voters, and if they're going to throw all their support behind J.D. Vance because Erica Kirk now runs Turning Point USA, I mean, that's something that Democrats should be aware of, should be preparing for, especially because one of the things we do on this channel is we try to mobilize the youth, you know, talk a lot about, we're Gen Z, right? And we try to talk to other Gen Zers and we try to, you know, push kind of the opposite message of Turning Point USA. And so this is something to be aware of. The other press around this is that Usha Vance in recent days has been seen without a wedding ring. And I keep seeing people make videos about this. I see it on TikTok. If you line up photos of Usha Vance, who is J.D. Vance's wife of the past, you know, during past events, she always has a wedding ring on. And all of a sudden, kind of lately, she seems to not have her wedding ring on as much. Interesting. Very interesting. I think we kind of get a kick out of it. Vance said Thursday in an interview with NBC News when he was asked whether he was frustrated over a recent rash of tabloid-style headlines about the second lady being spotted without her wedding ring. Quote, "With anything in life, you take the good with the bad," Vance added as he sat in his West Wing office where photos of him and Usha Vance and their children line the tables around his desk. Quote, "You accept that there are some sacrifices and there are some very good things that come along with it too, but our marriage is as strong as it's ever been. And I think Usha's really taken to it. And it's been kind of cool to see how she's developed and evolved in this new role." That's a weird paragraph. Okay, that's a weird paragraph. And I've made videos before, and you might have seen them. Or Adams, I'm sure, has talked about this. Of J.D. Vance, I hate how he publicly talks about his wife. I'll be 100% strong on this stance, dude. The way he talks about his wife, he's like, yeah, I hope one day she comes to the Christian faith, but obviously we just let God deal with that. I'm like, oh my God, I don't love that. It's like you're sitting on a stage and you're being like, my wife is wrong and she doesn't believe in the right God. And if she doesn't turn her way, she'll burn in hell. But hopefully one day, you know, we just leave it to God. And I love her so much regardless. I don't love that. The other thing about Erica Kirk here is that her takes, her political takes, are not very good. They're not very good. Erica Kirk notes that Mom Donnie appeals to single women in particular because he promises government will provide the kind of support a husband normally would. Someone here saying, I'm not sure that's it. Yeah, I'm not sure that's it either. But hey, you know, if that's a take you want to go with and you want to run, you know, the right and Turning Point USA that direction, please be my guest. But that's not the answer. You can let me know what you think in the comments down below. And we're going to keep seeing more of a lot of these figures in kind of the same events that I showed you in the beginning, which was, you know, Charlie Kirk sitting down for an interview with Megyn Kelly. Those photos came from that big event, the Charlie Kirk Memorial JD event. You're going to see those figures, like these kind of right-wing figures, whether they're in government or not, at events like that more often, and less so, you know, less events like at the White House, more events like this, where, you know, CBS News to present a town hall with Erica Kirk, moderated by CBS News Editor-in-Chief Barry Weiss. Kirk will talk about the murder of her husband, Charlie Kirk, rising political violence in America, the future of the right, and faith. And then we have Aaron Rupar here on Twitter, a big step in Barry Weiss's process of turning CBS into Fox News Lite, which is true. A lot of these media conglomerates have just folded straight to Trump. We see CBS turn to Barry Weiss, and they're very much going to start churning out very right-wing stuff and angles, right? And it's hilarious now because they get to do this while simultaneously claiming that the entire media is owned by the left, which is absurd. And so something we need to be careful of. The last thing I'll say here with all this drama, to add one more piece into it, is one of Charlie Kirk's longtime friends, like one of his best friends, Candace Owens, has been talking about this relentlessly and frankly has gone off the freaking deep end with this stuff. And a lot of people talking, asking if she's okay. And I never like to be that person who's like, are you okay? Like mentally okay? But I mean, if you've seen Candace Owens stuff lately, it's crazy. And I mean, she was one of Charlie Kirk's best friends. So I can only imagine how Erica Kirk feels about this and kind of where the truth is and where the lies are, et cetera. Let's take a listen.
I want to know why rappers like The Game are asking more meaningful questions about the death of Charlie Kirk than his close friends over at Turning Point USA, because The Game just dropped his song. It's Friday. And he asks the question explicitly, who killed Charlie Kirk? And on that Same note, Blake Neff of Turning Point USA has now come out and said that it was Erica that directed them to have this live stream. And so now I want to know, like, did she sign off on that letter where, like, we are getting now referred to as Antifa because we won't stop asking questions about what happened on 9/10? Did she direct that, like, very insincere, he uses the word direct, insincere offer for me to come join them in a live stream? I need answers to all these questions. Plus, boys wearing maroon, too many of them on the day of 9/10. We're going to get into all that. Join us by hitting the link below.
I just want to be clear here. She's referring, when she says 9/10, she's referring to the day that Charlie Kirk lost his life. And in that, she's referring to, like, suggesting in some way that Erica Kirk doesn't want, like, the truth to come out, that she, like, you know, Erica Kirk is basically attacking Candace Owens because Candace Owens has all these conspiracies about it. I mean, oh, Jesus. I guess it makes me think I'm like, oh, I don't want to kick someone while they're down. I mean, again, this was one of Charlie Kirk's best friends. So it's kind of crazy to think about. Let's look at one more clip.
And miss Charlie going on dates and the girls that he liked and me always being the wing woman and him asking. This text message is one of my favorite text messages between me and Charlie when he was getting ready to go on a date. And, you know, he didn't date many people, and he was just kind of in love with this girl, and he was asking me, should I wear this? And this is the text message. It's so sweet. He said, do I have to change this shirt? And I wrote back, yes, and throw it away if you can, Charlie. And he writes, okay.
Why are we sharing those details, especially in relation with what's going on, you know, with Erica Kirk? Why are we talking about Charlie Kirk dating? You can see she's kind of like trying to gloss. She's almost like trying to take a shot without taking a shot. I don't know. This is all mad. It's all crazy. Let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below, and Candace Owens, because she is really losing it. Look, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoyed this type of video, there's a link to my YouTube channel in the description down below. Like I said before, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler channel. And look, I want to say really quickly, I'm proud of each and every one of you. This is an exhausting time in politics, and you're killing it. You're killing it. In whatever way you're, you know, keep staying involved. In whatever way, you know, you are either watching videos, you watch this video, or, I don't know, you're reading the news, or maybe you're having conversations with friends and family, or maybe you're, I don't know, sharing videos, maybe you're posting videos, maybe you volunteer somewhere, I don't know, in your community. Maybe you don't talk to Paul about politics with anybody, but you just watch a couple of videos here and there. Regardless, you're doing more than 95% of Americans right now staying informed, especially during a crazy time. And you should be proud of yourself. Give yourself a pat on the back. Do some fun this weekend. I appreciate each and every one of you. I love you a lot. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. And I will see you in the next video.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.